praise the Lord that got. I have to say, I am just really, really amazed at what God has been doing,
has been doing and is doing over this number of Sundays that we've been looking at the healing power of Jesus, but also as we entered into the path to victory, the Lord has been really, really moving. One thing just before I begin tonight, it's just to remind people that the Easter Convention is on. The Bangor, in fact, they're calling it the Bangor Convention instead of Easter, thank God. But it's on, and there's a number of meetings taking place over the whole weekend, right through until Easter Tuesday. So if you want to get the flyers, a flyer at the back, and if you want to attend some of those meetings, you're more than welcome to do so. I want to just pray first and ask for God's blessing that I don't fall off this and break my leg tonight as I get excited. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight that you would help me to deliver your word here. As we're looking at the healing power of Jesus, Lord, the whole focus is Jesus. It's all about Jesus, Father. And I ask tonight, Lord, that you would help me tonight to present this message and then let the Spirit of God attest your word with signs and wonders as he moves, Lord God, among us tonight. In Jesus' name. Lord, we welcome you into this place. Lord, as we sang there, we love you, Lord. We worship you. You alone are our Savior King, and we delight in you tonight. So, Lord, open our ears to hear what you're saying to us, please, and let us get excited as we wait upon the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. As I was saying there on Sunday morning, our series is called The Path to Victory, and Keith was speaking this morning again about the path to victory and how Jesus had to confront the greatest enemy of mankind. And as Keith said this morning, many, many people foolishly believe that the greatest enemy of mankind is Clandy Boy Graveyard, is the death. But that is not the greatest enemy. The greatest enemy is what causes death, and without sin, there would be no death. So the greatest enemy is sin. And Jesus came to defeat that greatest enemy. And as Keith said this morning, he did it alone. There was nobody else could do that. And as we are journeying on the path to victory with Jesus, we've got to understand that sometimes he will call us to do things on our own, but we will never be alone because the Lord is always with us. And so remember that as we journey with Christ, in Christ, and for Christ. And I suppose tonight what I want us to do is take a short journey, again, only this time it'll be through the book of Matthew. We know that the path to victory ultimately ends when we see Jesus face to face, yes, when we are forever with the Lord. And so tonight, though, I want us to take a short journey through Matthew's Gospel just to remind us that as we're looking at some relevant verses, want to remind us of what, or rather, who this series, The Healing Power of Jesus, is all about. Now you think, well, we all know it's Jesus, but we need sometimes just to be reminded. We could turn to any of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all have wonderful accounts, and we could find everything that I want to say tonight in any of the four Gospels. Or even we could go into the book of Acts and find even more evidence. But Matthew's Gospel will do for tonight. Now we're going to shoot through a few wee verses here, but they're short, they're brief, but we're just going to take a wee journey through just to remind us. You should get the point before I even get to the end here. You should get the point. So in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 says this: "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them." Turn over now to chapter 9 of Matthew's Gospel. Verse 35. "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Chapter 12, verse 15. "But when Jesus knew it, He withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Turn over now to chapter 14. In verse 4, you can see it's a journey through Matthew. Verse 14 of chapter 14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. Turn over to chapter 15, verse 30 and 31. Then great multitudes came to Jesus, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Turn over now, please, to chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. And then finally over to chapter 21 and verse 14. Then the blind and the lame came to Jesus in the temple. And guess what? He healed them. He healed them. See, this is the fifth week of our Healing Power of Jesus series. And already we've been witnessing and experiencing the Holy Spirit moving in different ways. Each week the Lord has been saying or doing incredible things. And we expect nothing less tonight. But it's not because we're so deserving. It's not because there's a great multitude here that Jesus is moving. It's because Jesus is gracious and compassionate. Last Wednesday night, for example, was another amazing time. We're really rubbing it into poor Billy, who wasn't there. Of all the Wednesday nights that he missed last Wednesday night. But last Wednesday was yet another amazing time when a real sense of freedom in Christ allowed those who were there to enjoy praising and worshiping him. And for a moment, we were caught up there. Over the past weeks, the Lord has been saying so many things to us, both as a fellowship, but also he's been speaking to us, pardon me, as individuals, including nothing, absolutely nothing will be impossible. Nothing will be impossible. So if you're here and you've got a sickness, you think, I'm not sure he's going to heal me. Nothing will be impossible. He's told us we've got to be comfortable with what the Holy Spirit is doing. We don't want to be freaked out. When people get visions and prophetic words or speak out in a tongue or say, do you mind if I pray for you and something wonderful happens? We've got to be comfortable with the Holy Spirit and what he's doing. We've got to be passionate. And I don't know about you, but I have found since this series began, my passion is starting. You know, I'm going to have to get child reels on this pulpit. He told us that we need to be bold, we need to be confident, and I can hear it in how the people of God are praying. And people like Eileen this morning, God told her two Wednesdays ago that she was choking down what the Spirit of God was saying. And Melinda said, God told her there's somebody, we're not to choke the Holy Spirit down, people are not to choke the Spirit of God. I was out there on the Wednesday night and Eileen said to me, that was for me. And what happens is she shared it last Wednesday and then she came in here on Sunday morning and spoke out in boldness. It's about confidence in the Lord. We've got to get excited, as Nolene said when God spoke. We get excited about what God's going to do. It's wonderful. There's reconciliation happening. As God is moving, he's doing wonderful, wonderful things. There's special anointings. And I believe, for example, and I said this to Billy at the door, I believe God gave him a special anointing, particularly when you saw it on Wednesday night. It was amazing. We were told that we need to trust and obey. That we've got to be still and know that I am God. And by the finger of God, the Lord frees people from being under the power of the devil. By the Holy Spirit, he's working.
Alice, for example, shared how at 2 o'clock in the morning the Holy Spirit moved and healed her of the pains in her shoulder and arm for which she had required cortisone injections. Linda told how her blood pressure normalized and severe headaches disappeared. Austin shared on Wednesday night how a growth in his hand has started to completely dissolve. Others testify to being filled with peace and joy, being blessed in so many different ways. The Spirit of God moves among people and touches people in different ways. And yet, while these and many other occurrences have been happening, we're also very conscious that some people have not yet received healing or have even become sick or endure various hardships since the series began. Peggy and Finnegan being in intensive care. Thank God for answered prayer that he's moved from there to Ward 13. Kathleen has got home, although she's been sick again. We need to keep praying. Jean, for example, we've got to keep praying that God moves and heals them too. You know, the Christian motto should be like that of Lord Tennyson's quote in The Charge of the Light Brigade. There's not to reason why, there's but to do and die. And our motto as Christians should be, ours is not to reason why, ours is but to do and die. In other words, we should not allow ourselves to get bogged down trying to reason why the Lord does things the way he does. Why one person gets healed, why another takes sick. We can't allow ourselves to get bogged down in that, because this only will lead to unbelief and fear. Rather, we need to learn to trust that the Lord knows best and keep doing what he asks of us and keep dying to our sinful, selfish, fleshy ways. Ours is not to reason why. That doesn't mean we can't question God, but in these times ours is not to reason why, ours is but to keep on doing and keep on dying to ourselves. See, the word of God is clear. While Jesus walked this earth, he went about doing good and healing all who were sick, casting out demons and setting people free by the finger of God who were under the power of the devil. Do we really believe what the Word of God says? I took Matthew and Matthew alone, picked out some verses. Do we believe what God's Word says? There is no doubt that Jesus' ministry included healing the sick and setting captives free. This was all part of the demonstration of God's kingdom having come. The word of God is clear. Jesus powerfully healed and delivered people from sickness, disease, demonic possession and depression, even from death. Does any Christian here doubt this? Does anyone doubt that Jesus is able to heal the sick today? I'll ask again. Do we believe the Bible, the Word of God? Do we believe it?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, the writer of the Hebrews tells us this. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's the same tonight in Shiloh Christian Fellowship. This same Jesus of which we read in Matthew's Gospel, who went about healing all who were sick of various diseases, is the same Jesus we worship tonight. This same Jesus who loved us and gave himself for us. This same Jesus who died in our place, paying the price for our sin. This same Jesus who sent his Holy Spirit to dwell within every believer. This same Jesus is the one we look to, the one we wait upon and ask to move in the power of his Spirit, ministering to people here and to those who are sick who can't be here. Do we believe that this same Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Well then, as we take time tonight and over the coming weeks on Wednesdays and on Sundays,
Let's look to this same Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because you confessed tonight that you believed the Word of God. You confess tonight that you believe that this is true about Jesus. And the writer to the Hebrews is telling you, well, guess what? This same Jesus is the same yesterday, tonight, and forever. So let's look to this same Jesus and ask him to send his Holy Spirit among us to do what he wants to do. Who's excited? Because I am. And I'll tell you how excited I am. I sat in there this morning in the early prayer meeting with Billy and Pete and Gary. And we're there every Sunday morning praying from 9:30 or so. And I think I had a vision. And I waited all day long because I thought, well, I'm going to be prayer meeting here tonight. I'll see if I can get it again. But I couldn't magic it up tonight. Didn't happen. So I thought, well, if it doesn't happen, instead of doing the obvious, I said, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to share what it was. Now, I don't know who this is for, or it could be for everybody. But I was sitting in the prayer time this morning, and there was a darkness just came over me in my mind. And it looked like there was loads of trees or something, all just blocked, completely blocked out the light, and it was darkness. And then it just suddenly and slowly, slowly started to move away, and there was a clearing, and I felt God saying, there are people who feel that their life is in darkness, but there's a clearing coming. There's a clearing coming, and all we've got to say is, Lord, bring it on. Bring it on. So that's me sharing what I believe God showed me this morning. We're going to go into a time now, I'm going to come down off here, but I want to pray first and just commit this unto the Lord. Father, thank you that Jesus, who we love and worship, Jesus who offered himself for us on the cross, Jesus who loved us and gave himself for us, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we confess that we believe this tonight. We believe it because your word says it. We believe it because we experience that truth. And we ask you now, Lord Jesus, come among us in the presence of your Spirit as we give this time to you to say, Lord, you do what you want to do. And thank you for your word. Thank you that you went about healing all who were sick of various diseases and ailments. And we ask tonight, Lord God, that those among us and those who can't be here because of sickness would know the power of God coming upon them and healing them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.